Arrived, then, at this spot, with one hand still to his nose, he bawled, "Bouton de Rose, ahoy! Are there any of you Bouton de Roses that speak English?"
"Yes," rejoined a Guernsey man from the bulwarks, who turned out to be the chief mate.
"Well, then, my Bouton de Rosebud, have you seen the white whale?"
"What whale?"
"The white whale. A sperm whale, Moby Dick. Have you seen him?"
"Never heard of such a whale. Cachalot Blanche? White whale? No."
"Very good, then. Goodbye now, and I'll call again in a minute." Then rapidly pulling back towards the Pequod, and seeing Ahab leaning over the quarter-deck rail awaiting his report, he molded his two hands into a trumpet and shouted, "No, sir, no!" Upon which Ahab retired, and Stubb returned to the Frenchman. He now perceived that the Guernsey man, who had just got into the chains, and was using a cutting spade, had slung his nose in a sort of bag.
"What's the matter with your nose there?" said Stubb. "Broke it?"
"I wish it were broken, or that I didn't have any nose at all,"
answered the Guernsey man, who did not seem to relish the job he was at very much.
"But what are you holding yours for?"
"Oh, nothing. It's a wax nose. I have to hold it on. Fine day, ain't it? Air rather gardeny, I should say. Throw us a bunch of posies, will you, Bouton de Rose?"